Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
Happy Thursday, January 12th, 2017. It's a great day, wonderful day, fantastic day is what I'll add there at the end as you take your deep breath. And
well, I was thinking, it just goes by so quickly.
It does.
You know, here we are, we're almost half January. I haven't taken my Christmas tree down yet. We're halfway through January.
But it's a great day today. We're going to talk today about on a topic that a lot of parents, a lot of people are going to be dealing with in the next couple
very
of
soon,
months.
Very soon, right.
And that is the idea of the empty nest, empty nest syndrome. We had this idea from a person who wrote in asking a couple of questions, and we found some things that have been written about it. And actually, this is a topic, as we were getting ready for the show, a topic that we are thinking that we may need to maybe spend a week on, just sort of thinking about all of the different aspects of what happens to couples and to parents as their kids move out and move on with their lives.
Right. The whole idea of empty, you know, you think of it as a singular event, like my kids are leaving, typically to go to college, or leaving the house at about age 18 or so. And we think of it as a singular event. It's not. It's part of a much broader, much larger life transition that's occurring at that time. And when we began, as we discussed today's podcast, we began to say, yeah, but it's really in a much larger context that we need to talk about. So I'm hoping that we can devote, maybe make it one of our themes, the whole idea of what life is like at this point.
Yeah.
Also, if you've never done it before, if you have never had a child go off to college, you're in for a difficult most of us are in for a difficult time. There's just no way to prepare to have a child leave home. You can't prepare. You think you're ready. You think you've prepared mentally and emotionally, and you haven't. When that child walks out of the house, there are only a couple of things that are that difficult to deal with. So get ready, because if this is your first child, get ready, because it's a shock when they leave the house.
Right. But so the focus today is going to be just some considerations as you prepare for that, because as you said, it is quite a transition. It is challenging for you, for most of us. And if you're in a relationship, if you and your spouse are together and the kids are about to leave, you have to now redefine your relationship.
That's right. That's part of that larger context that we talked about. This fundamentally changes the relationship that you have with your spouse.
Right.
It does for most couples.
Right, right. Because, if you have, let's just say you have one child that's getting ready to leave, the nature of your relationship with your significant other, if you guys have been together the whole time, has been very clearly defined by the presence of that child. Now, certainly, if you've been following some of the good, healthy parenting strategies, so that during their adolescence years, you begin to detach a little bit and all, that's great, because that's going to help you. But a lot of our discussions, a lot of our plans, a lot of all of the things that we do center around or are at least influenced by the presence of the child. And so when that child is gone, or when that child is moving out, and now it's just you and your spouse left. Well, now you got to figure out if you still like that person.
Well, spouses go out for dinner. They'll go out, Wednesday's date night, and they talk about the kids.
Right.
So your life really does, when you're raising especially young children or school-aged children, your life really does revolve around the children. We understand that.
Right.
And when they leave, there's a void there, because now what do you talk? I mean, you can still talk about your college student, but there are going to be days that go by where you don't have any communication. And what then do you talk about? What holds you together? Because you were obviously close during dating and engagement and early years together before children.
Mm-hmm.
But then the children just took over everything right. for most of the relationship.
Right.
You know, you've been married for 20 or 25 years, and 18 of those have been devoted to childcare.
Well, it's interesting. My wife and I, we joke about it often because we've been together for close to 25 years now. And it's when we met, she had a child mm-hmm. from a previous relationship. And so for the entire 25 years, we've
That's
had children.
Right. You have.
And so, you know, my youngest is now 15. He'll be 16 in just a couple of weeks. And
I hope he goes to Stanford.
Our relationship is going to be completely different because we've never been together without a child in the house. And so it's going to make it very different.
When your baby leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You have to get to know each other again.
Yeah. Well, we just have to redefine it. And we're in the process of working on that now just because we're 2 years away. That's not very much time. And he's already starting to, you know, spend less time at home and want to be out in a way.
Isn't it strange to be in the house alone with your... This is the first time in 20 some years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll be alone. Our daughter will go out somewhere, and here we are, the two of us in this house.
Yeah,
you know, you wonder what to do.
Like, what? Somebody needs to make some noise or something.
Right. We need some noise or something. We have to be fighting about something.
Yeah. So if you're in that situation and you have, you know, your child who is getting ready to leave, getting ready to move on and transition mm-hmm. to that next phase of life, it's really important that you sort of sit back and assess your relationship just a little bit. What do you guys talk about? What do you guys do? If all of your conversations center around the children, you need to re-explore things that you have in common, other things that you can talk about, mm-hmm. other things that you can do together, just the two of you, other interests that maybe are just focused for the two of you that doesn't mm-hmm. include the children, so that you can sort of rekindle some of that mm-hmm. interest that you had before you were so distracted and consumed with parenting.
Right. What did you do before children?
Yeah.
You know? So
it's not easy. And you said that a few minutes ago. It's not easy because it has been life. Mm-hmm. And remember the other week we did the podcast on about boiling frogs.
Yes.
It's sort of the same thing. Our life slowly changes when we start having children, and it shifts from being focused on the relationship with your significant other mm-hmm. to being focused on the children. And now we have to work to shift it back.
Before
we're in a situation where we're being thrown into boiling water and we have to we jump out.
And the other thing, we talk about it being in context. The other thing about it, when this occurs, there are other important changes that are occurring at the same time.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
So this is a time when in your career, you're probably very close to the top of your career. So you're very busy.
Right.
You might have administrative responsibilities.
Right.
Work is taking you out of the home for longer periods of time because you have to travel
mm-hmm.
or you have to work overtime or you have to work at night. We're getting perilously close to midlife, menopause and midlife crises and those sorts of things. So there are a number of things that are happening at this time. So it is one of those times in your life where Dr. Burney said he and his wife are beginning to prepare.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
a good time to prepare. Don't let it just happen. You want to do this thoughtfully,
right?
Because there are a couple of landmines there that could explode, and so you want to be very, very careful.
Yeah,
it's a difficult transitional period for most people.
Yeah, I definitely think this is something we're going to want to expand on, and mm-hmm. so maybe we'll think of a week where we can sort of touch on different topics every day. So if you have any topics or any particular areas of this that you're interested in that you would like for us mm-hmm. to kind of expand on, write to us and let us know. You can do that on Twitter at Dr. Burney is the contact, and let us know what you think, what you would like for us to talk about, and we will be sure to address that and you know, explore it in the best way we can so that we can offer some strategies for you as you're managing that. So,
But in the next 6 weeks, the college acceptances will be mm-hmm. pretty much settled.
Yep.
Residencies, mm-hmm, colleges, mm-hmm, graduate mm-hmm. schools, those decisions will be made. So celebrate that good news, but prepare.
Right.
Prepare yourselves for what's going to be happening come summer.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that is it for today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a pretty big announcement. Tomorrow. There's the next teaser.
Leave that cat in
there
the back.
There it is.
Leave that cat in
so
the back.
So we'll be back tomorrow morning to talk about that. That's going to be the main focus that we'll talk about tomorrow is this announcement.
Yes.
I just wanted to say announcement again. Announcement. So we'll be back in the morning. Have a great day, and we'll see you then.
See you then.
Bye-bye.